The latest from our daily newsletter at podnews.net. BetterHelp is still the number one podcast advertiser in the US, according to Magellan AI. CarMax, an auto retailer, increased their spending the most. Entercom did their quarter four 2020 earnings call. Digital revenue was up 23% year on year, though the company didn't break out podcasts. DAX is reported to have been appointed exclusive sponsorship partner for NPR in Canada. DAX already represents Wondery in the country. iHeartMedia announced a new partnership with Novel, a UK podcast producer, to co-produce a series of narrative, in-depth, investigative podcasts. The Wall Street Journal highlight Gotham Podcast Studio in Manhattan in New York and the rise of pros to polish podcasts. The AMBYs, the podcast awards from the Podcast Academy, will announce its nominations on March the 4th. AdsWizz Audiomatic got a deep dive in Sounds Profitable last week, a scalable way to reach podcast and audio listeners. Eric Barreau shows Brian Barletta how the product achieves targeting, real-time measurement, and attribution. And Christina Cauterucci at Slate dissects the Spotify press image of Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama. She notes that Obama has three different beverages: something in a mug, something in a glass, and something in an insulated cup. And in podcast news, 20,000 Hertz looks at the McDonald's ba-ba-ba-ba-ba melody. You can expect controversy, celebrity, and 3,700 different audio mixes, presumably not all in that podcast. It's a podcast about the world's most recognizable and interesting sounds, and we're loving it. The second season of Man Bet from the Jordanian podcast company Saut has been released. It tells the story of enslaved African Muslim Omar ibn Said from his manuscript written in 1831. And Jane Coaston hosts the new series of The Argument from the New York Times' opinion audio team. The first episode discusses the 1806 device to prevent a measure from being taken to a vote, the filibuster. Containing a connected series of statements intended to establish a proposition, don't expect a 5-minute argument or the full 40 minutes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe for all the links at podnews.net.